Okay, good evening. A stranger in a strange land. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with clinical depression, and I found myself in a very strange land. The thing was, I didn't perceive anything as being wrong with me. I didn't feel depressed. I didn't feel anything. That was really the problem. My wife at the time, Jeannie, she gave me the nickname of Eeyore, you know, the sad donkey from Winnie the Pooh. It seemed anytime she'd invite me out to an event like, hey, let's take the family and go to the beach today, I'd respond with something like, no, you guys go and have fun. I'll just stay at home. And this was living in Hawaii, so there was something obviously wrong. Eventually, Jeannie gave me an ultimatum. Get help or get out. I made an appointment with the therapist, mainly to pacify her, because, of course, there was nothing wrong with me. I met with the therapist. The first thing I noticed, he looked just like Pete Townsend of The Who, so I took a liking to him immediately. After an hour of, talking and answering questions, he informed me that he diagnosed me with severe depression, so severe, in fact, that he was concerned that I may attempt suicide. I immediately felt two things. One was elation. I was excited that I finally had something tangible, something real that I could identify as an issue. And the other feeling was abject fear. You see, a professional had just diagnosed me with a serious, potentially life-threatening condition that I had never even suspected that I had. It was as if I'd woken up from a dream where I thought I was the driver of the car, and I found out I was only a passenger, and the driver was a complete stranger. And not only that, but the stranger might just decide to drive the car off a cliff. I hurried home with the news to tell Jeannie. Hi, honey. Okay, guess what? I've got clinical depression. She was less jubilant than I was to hear the news. To her, this was just another excuse for my behavior. But to me, a problem once identified was one that could be solved. The question was how. This was when the anxiety really took off. You see, I no longer trusted myself to make the simplest of decisions. I'd get up in the morning, and I'd go down to the kitchen, and I'd stop trying to decide whether to have coffee or tea. And I'd be standing there, unable to pick a beverage for the morning. And I would end up, this was so weird that I couldn't convince myself to just do something, like the gears had just frozen inside. And then the full-on panic attack would start when I realized how wrong this was. I'd break out in a sweat, my heart would start beating, I'd hyperventilate. And this was frankly, just too much. Halfway point. So the anxiety attacks continued, so did the visits to the therapist, when I was able to actually, feel confident enough to drive there. Some days I literally was shaking too much, I couldn't get behind the wheel. But the therapist, Pete, he assured me that fear was a completely natural response and actually much preferable to complete numbness. And he encouraged me to explore the fear and find out what it was that it was trying to tell me. This turned out to be a very good question. I found out I wanted to run. I just wanted to run away from all that I had created and now found completely suffocating around me. I just wanted to run, screaming into the night, just leaving everything I knew behind. I just wanted to run. So one morning, I put on my running shoes, and I just hit the road. I made it about a quarter mile before I collapsed on my knees, gasping and wheezing. I was so out of shape, but I felt better. And I said, if I can run this far today, I can run farther tomorrow. So I did. I ran every day. And soon I was running 3 miles a day and feeling pretty damn good. The therapist was amazed at my recovery, and so was my family. I was sleeping at night, I was eating better, I was smiling. Eeyore had left the building. Well, a few months later, I'd lost 20 pounds and all signs of the depression. It turns out the endorphins released by my exercise was precisely what my system needed to set itself right. And there was no small irony in that following my impulse to just run, was exactly what I needed. I still run today. That depressed guy has been left far behind, and I'm happy to report that the scenery is beautiful and there's absolutely nothing strange about this land. Thanks.